ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Take you guys up until 2. Let's get to our headlines this hour. Brought to you by Doral Kia, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com. We got Miami Heat season starting tonight. Heat take on the Orlando Magic tonight at 7 o'clock. That's a 5:45 pregame coverage starting with pre-heat. So Lana and Tommy Tighe will get you ready for all the action. No Kasper's Jakachonis tonight. He's recovering from a groin injury. Tyler Hero, of course, on the mend from foot surgery. The big question mark today is Khalil Ware. He went through morning shoot-around. So he is currently a game-time decision for the Miami Heat. I was reading in Anthony Chang in the Miami Herald's article that apparently went up for a layup, landed on it wrong, and they had him had it looked at, but he did go through warm-ups. It's a game-time decision. So we'll see.
Great start.
It's awesome. Not like they're the biggest team in the league or anything. It's all good. The Heat also, by the way, did not come to an extension with Tyler Hero this week. This was Eric Spoelstra's comments on that.
Really, my relationship is to bring Tyler back into the mix, you know, with the team. We need him. The business part of it, you know, that's between Tyler's agent and our front office. You know, I'm encouraged by the progress he's been making from a health standpoint. And we'll just keep on moving forward. I think he sees the possibilities with our group. You know, we also want to be smart about it because, you know, he's a guy that loves to work and he wants to be back out there.
There you go. That was Spo yesterday after practice on that. Tyler, they had until Monday at midnight to come to an extension. They did not. The Heat reportedly did not even make a firm offer on it. They can go back to the table in July. So, not a surprise.
I mean, is that the most pressing issue right now?
Definitely not. I mean, he's got this year and next year on his deal, but it was the window. The window was just that start of October to October 20th.
I mean, has he, I would say in Pat's hands, he has to be more available, right?
Definitely.
But I think now we need to get out of the habit of just giving max because max is due.
Agreed.
And live with it. You know what I mean? And I think that the more you do that, and if a guy's worthy of a extension, you give it to him. But if he isn't, don't give an extension just because he can get maxed out.
It's one of these things too. You gotta be smart with who they give the money to. I was reading that this is the fewest rookie extensions they've given out in a while, just because everybody's terrified of the aprons and these, you know, the money's crazy right now in the NBA, and nobody's pleased with, no agent is pleased with, hey, my guy made $20 million over 4 years. That's life-changing. It's like, no, I got to get my guy, I got to get my rookie the max. If he doesn't get the max, it's a slap in the face.
Well, let's think about it this way. You're slotted as a draft pick, right?
Yep.
And so there's not a whole bunch of negotiating. Where the negotiating comes in, and there really isn't much then, is in that second contract. And now, if you're slotted for your first 4 years and your agent doesn't get you an extension before 4 years, why were you paying him? So there's a lot of that going on, that they want to get the extension early, because otherwise, if you're slotted for your first 4 years is what you're going to make, and then you get to the end of your first deal and you get maxed out, what did your agent do? So there's that. I get it. They have to do a lot of work for some of these players. I get it. But if you look at a guy like SGA, right? Max, right?
Yep.
Like, what needs to be negotiated?
And everybody off a championship, too. Like, you're going to be, like, just like, it's the same thing with the Butler stuff. Like, he got off finals runs, max. Like, didn't, like, extensions were done. They weren't, they weren't negotiated. There's like, yeah, everybody, when you're winning, you feel right. easier about giving out money than you do exactly. when you're trying to figure out how can you build a team to win. That's where things get interesting.
And I would say with the Panthers, there's probably a lot of agents that said we could get more money somewhere else.
Yes.
Right? So.
That's Bill Zito's trick, though. He goes, come on, baby. He does it like right at 11. He goes, Bennett. He goes, that's legally binding, Bennett. You just agreed to an extension on stage. He goes, you can't sign me to a contract extension when there's cheeks around. Damage is done. You're in.
Let's not forget all of the liquor.
Yeah. By the way, the Panthers win last night 4-3. Here was the call if you missed it from Doug Plagans.
Forsling, outlet, Bennett, right side room, top of the right circle, pulls up in front for Hagee, a shot, he rang it off the post, bouncer, and they score! They score! It went off the post! It looked like it went off a Bruin and in, and the Panthers have taken a 4-3 lead with 25.7 seconds to play. Verhaeghe ripped it off the iron, it took a bounce, and it looked like it went off a Bruin and in, and that's exactly what happened. Off the post, off peak, past Swayman, and the Panthers regain the lead 4-3 with 25.7 seconds to play.
Tell you what, that Doug Plagans, he's got a good pair of eyes on him, because I didn't know what the hell was going on in that game winner. I was like, where did that come off of? How did we score?
I know. Because he's like kind of... I'm like, whoa, what happened?
It was great. What a game. I went from very squeaky cheeks to relaxed buns in a second, thanks
now,
to that.
Question, without seeing the clock, was that the longest 25 seconds you ever been through?
Dude, let me tell you something right now. I had just gotten done.
I was going one Mississippi, two Mississippi, three. I'm like, I got to 30.
There was some chicanery going on in sports last night, and it's tough not to look at it. It was like you go out there, and you're like, hey, the Panthers just took the lead, and then all of a sudden, the clock doesn't work. What are we talking about here? Is this 1994? You're telling me that the technology we have today, those idiots can't get their clock to start? Very fishy.
I got another one in sports. You ready? KD pulling the Spo.
Dude, that was nothing. These guys were like, oh, we didn't see it.
He did like this. And then Shangu covered him up.
Yeah, it's like, we didn't see it. Okay, well, SJ's like, yeah, you didn't hear him say timeout? Well, it could have been anybody. What? What are you talking about, dude? Well, that's the only thing is, I guess they could plead ignorance and look away. They don't want to make anybody look a fool. And again, it was a great game. I guess you don't want the game to end like that. But come on, dude. That was so obvious.
Now, I hope you
know. The only reason why I could say that he might not have seen it is because he was holding the ball and doing timeout at the same time.
He was looking around.
Nah, there was a ref right next to him, Leroy.
He was Caesar. Beep, beep. All right. Hey. He was like, but he was wondering why nobody was giving him timeout. He was confused.
Good job by the ref, saving a superstar's ass.
I wasn't a good job. I wanted Spo to get that stink off him.
The other part, you see when they went to KD on the sideline, he was smiling like, ooh.
You got away with one.
Yeah. You didn't get away from that foul.
SGA got his revenge.
Oh, my goodness.
He got him
with the old He did that. Look, Vlad, he did this to him.
He just gave him the eyebrow fade. It was because KD was doing a good job. It was funny. If you look at the defensive stance, it was such an old man, like a tall old man stance. So he just like this. He was just using his reach.
He ain't wide off.
Right, he didn't wide off. He was just doing this. So SGA being, very crafty, he just gave him an eyebrow fake, and then boom. We're old.
He tried to stop because he couldn't stop that body.
I don't like how flexible SGA is. Like, he moves like jelly. It's crazy. I'm like, how does he?
You know what it is? He's stronger than you think he is.
He's so like strong but limber. He just pulls back the limbs like.
I'm a big fan of the shoulder push off, the little vet move, where you get that shoulder into him. So you don't really push off, but you push off. He's great at that.
He's so crafty, bro.
Yeah. And then he looks like he does the little quick shot.
Yep.
Like he don't hold it.
Yeah, he's got all.
I'll tell you what, if that's what the NBA is going to be this year, holy smokes. The Western Conference is.
It's the SEC.
It's great.
It's the SEC of basketball.
They were like, Eastern Conference? Put you on opening night? No.
I mean, holy smokes. The depth, what, they go 10 deep for 8 spots?
It's very impressive.
Yeah. Can you name 10 teams that are going to be in the play-in and in the playoffs for the East?
Yeah. This is pretty easy to.
You can name teams, but I don't know how many you think they can actually beat OKC
right,
or Denver.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Some Dolphins news last hour. If you're just tuning in, Darren Waller has been placed on injured reserve. So,
really,
thank you for the awesome games, Darren Waller. If this is the last you play this year, again, apologies. You came back. You were awesome. I'm sorry that it was on this bum team. Appreciate you. And what can we say? This is quite literally the year from hell. We'll take a break. Back with more after this.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Get to a little 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored here, brought to you by the Lexus TX. Room for all your passions in three rows of luxurious comfort. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer. Game Day Uncensored will come your way 9 a.m. this Sunday.
Man. What's up?
Don't cry now. You crying now? How about in 3 weeks?
What's in 3 weeks? Oh, the Spain game?
When you got to be here at 5:30 in the morning for a 1-12 team.
Can't they cancel it? Like, can't Spain be like, hey.
I'm not going to hold you.
We don't want you.
If I'm Boss Ross, I don't know if I want to be sending Mike McDaniel to an all-expense-paid trip to Spain.
Is he going to make him wait till the international trip?
You know, they
trip?
Get. I think the teams that go over there get a nice little fat check.
Do they?
I don't know if I'm going to be getting.
What if the country rejects us?
They don't know. They don't know how bad the Dolphins are. They just know it's the Dolphins.
No, they do.
They know what the record is, but.
Apparently, that's the reason why the game is being played in Madrid. Miami's the number one team, the NFL team in Madrid.
You think they're also upset with Mike McDaniel over there?
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, yeah.
Except in Spanish.
I mean,
which is worse, to be quite honest.
Yeah, they speak with passion. So. I don't know what none of it means, but I bet you it's cuss words.
Yeah. it's rough. It's rough. By the way, speaking of the Commanders, Jaden Daniels is going to miss this week with the hamstring injury. So Marcus Mariota.
It's weird that he pulled the hammy and it didn't even look like, you know, that was a hammy injury.
That looked, yeah. He's making up for the fact that his other leg is messed up, so the hammy probably snapped.
Man.
And he's slight.
He's a skinny dude. He's built. He's kind of built like Randall Cunningham. But I think even Randall Cunningham was thicker than him. That dude used to throw the hardest ball ever. Only one person threw the ball harder than him. Jeff George. And that was because the ball didn't spin. Like, he threw a perfect spiral, but it didn't spiral. You could see strings. You could read it while it was coming at you like a missile.
Well,
you know, when it's spinning, it's easier to catch with your hands because it kind of rotates.
Yeah, this is it's been a tough year for him.
It's not even 2 months into it.
I know. Then you got to go to Marcus Mariota. You know, like.
Can we talk about the Canes? You can't get, I mean, Marcus Mariota. I mean, he's a decent backup. He ain't going to do what Jaden Daniels does, but.
No, definitely not. Yeah, we can talk about the Canes. What do you like?
I'm just tired. Like,
they're 30-point favorites. They're 30-point favorites this week.
Yeah.
Against Stanford. Stanford just beat FSU. And.
Stanford beating FSU screws up the strength of Miami's schedule.
Yeah, it doesn't help. It doesn't help. None of these guys have helped. But, you know, that's their fault with the Canes. Like, they knew that they had to take care of business in their conference. You know, like, that's the thing.
Absolutely.
I think the thing that you look for this week is, one, can you get the run game back going? Because it's been missing the last two weeks.
Can you keep your poise? Way too many penalties. Like, if you just eliminate, they had over 100 yards worth of penalties. If you just take half of those, the game is totally different. Just that. Forget about what happened at the end. Forget about the four picks, right?
I can't.
If you take away half of those penalties, I know you can't, but I'm just saying. If you take away half of those penalties, that means the free first downs, the you get a big gain and you get called back. them penalties putting you behind the chains, right? If you just eliminate half of those, this game has a different look. And I don't understand. I think because a lot of times penalties are from being in bad position, right? So if you get beat on a double move and you're a defensive back, the first thing you think of is grab because he's getting ready to run by you. Same thing with the protection. Same thing with a lot of things. I think that because of those penalties, you underestimated Louisville's defense and their run game. You see what I mean? So that you put yourself in bad situations just making assumptions about who this team was.
Yeah, I mean, like, look, there were some bad penalties for sure, but I just don't think you could ignore, like, four chances to score ending in them getting the ball. Like,
right. Mm-hmm.
I don't know, man. Like, honestly, you take away if he has two picks, it's a completely different game. To be in that spot, you hate to put it on one guy, but that's a very much a weight of Carson Beck blowing that game.
He looked like he was just taking chances that he wouldn't normally take, right? Or just chucking the ball deep.
Yeah, kind of feels like he's trying to prove
it was third and 20. That's good as a punt,
right?
But it was like first and 10, second and 5, like. You know, all situations that, you know, the check down would have been good enough.
Yeah, you wonder if there's a little of him, like, trying to prove a point. Because obviously, like, Carson Beck came here. He wants to get the Cam Ward rub. He's got some good weapons and, you know, wants to show some things. And, you know, like, feels like he could take those risks because he's got really talented guys. But, man, he was just putting it in some dangerous zones.
You know what you should have thought about showing? Dubs.
Yeah, 100%.
Right. Like, listen, and it goes to what Philly said. Y'all can complain about how we play, but we win it. You know, and you when you a coach would always say this. When you put your own goals in front of the team's goals, it looks like that, right? Seemed like he wanted to make big plays. He wanted to, you know, for whatever reason, it hurt the team.
By the way, Vlad just comes in from Shams. Cat has been downgraded to doubtful for tonight.
Okay.
They don't say reason why, though. I don't know what he's been doing.
Grandma arms.
I don't know, man. I don't know. All of a sudden, you know, they went to Abu Dhabi. They were playing, and all of a sudden, once they returned from Abu Dhabi.
That was like that Mexico City trip last year. Got the heat.
I know. You know.
Well, it got one guy all year.
Yeah.
Oh, he had bubble guts. I never heard of bubble guts for the year.
4 months. Dude, take a Tums, some Imodium or something.
I don't know what happened.
Like, that level of bubble guts, I would never leave the house.
Like, tonight's game between the Cavs and Knicks, there's a lot of guys missing. Like, Max Strus is missing.
Yep.
Darius Garland.
Him and that hair. If he really thinks he's something. He's really
you can't get over the hair, man.
Why should I? He really thinks he's something with that hair. He's changed.
Just ignore him and move on.
I'm not going to ignore him. I'm not going to unfollow a man over his hair. I mean, that seems a little petty, but I mean, it's just a bit much.
I mean, that a little petty?
What?
That's the world in which you live.
I have nothing against Max Strus. I like Max Strus. He's a fine man.
You have things against Max Strus.
I definitely don't.
One being his hair.
I think everybody, his friends would tell him he looks like he's a little full of himself with that hair.
I don't know. I think that Gabe Vincent is his number one hype man in his comments.
Yeah. He's not hyping him. He's making fun of him. He calls him Mr. Herbal Essence.
What are you doing?
What?
What are you doing?
What do you mean, what am I doing?
He's got you lashing out.
I'm not lashing out. I have nothing against Max Strus. It's just he's a little bit much with the hair. Guy's out here like... feathery.
You're just upset you can't grow that kind of luscious hair.
Oh, now I can't grow hair? I can tell you one thing. Listen, you guys can talk about my facial. If I wanted to grow luscious hair,
okay.
I could definitely do that.
So we're right then.
You know?
Dude, I've never seen you with essence of hair on your face.
I've never seen you with essence of hair on your head.
Yeah. But I admit I can't grow hair on my head.
There's nothing to admit.
It's looking especially clean this morning, Leroy.
I shave on Tuesday.
Look at that.
Same. I shaved right before the show. Here, actually, in the hallway bathroom.
I'm gonna
why you make it sound like you shaving like the black dude in Predator?
I'm telling you.
Right? Crazy. Like he got the.
Why does it always have to have some sort of sound effect?
That's how it is. Radio.
No, dude.
Theater of the ears.
In order to show that you have facial hair,
hmm?
Your face should actually make the noise of stubble.
Not your mouth.
Yeah, but it doesn't. It's baby butt smooth right now because it just shaved like 2 seconds ago.
Baby you know? Butt smooth, Jesus.
Yeah, just got here. Speaking of smooth, the Miami Heat, they debut tonight. If you guys missed it, we had a bevy of great guests at Media Day. So we'll bring you some of that, get you hyped up for tonight. Norman Powell, Bam Adebayo, Nico, Wiggins. Bring them to you coming up next. All right, welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. It is opening night, Miami Heat. Got that coming for you here today, 7 o'clock, 5:45 preheat, Solana, Tommy Tighe, get you going. Jason Jackson, Amy Audibert with the call from Orlando, Heat and Magic. Want to let you know one more time, Rock and Roll Hall of Famers and members. I screwed that up. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame members, Rush just announced their 50-something tour, and we've got your chance for you to win tickets. You and a guest to fly away to see them at Madison Square Garden in New York City. The prize includes tickets to the show, round-trip airfare, and a 2-night hotel stay. To enter, go to WQAM.com. It's a national contest to get you in the mood for a little Heat action tonight. Give you a little montage of our best of from Miami Heat Media Day, joined by Norman Powell, Andrew Wiggins, Bam Adebayo, and Nikola Jovic, dude. Oh, look at here. How about this, ladies and gentlemen? Norman Powell stepping up to the show right now as we're excited to have him join us for the first time here on Tobin and Leroy as the Miami Heat making the deal for Norm this year from the LA Clippers. And he's already got my favorite Instagram page, Leroy, because like he's just doing boxing all the time. He's in Vegas at the UFC Performance Center. Norm, who did the UFC?
Let me say this. He's a fight guy.
Yeah.
He's a fight guy. He does dirty boxing. He does he knows all the names. He can't speak English, but he can pronounce he can pronounce every fight name perfectly.
Nice. So Norm, who came up with working out at the UFC facility first? You or Kyle Lowry?
Oh my gosh! Probably Kyle because he was in Vegas before me.
Okay, I was wondering that. I was like, because we always would see Kyle there, and I was like, oh, Norm's doing that too. So that became your home Vegas. What did what led you out there?
Well, one, the taxes.
Yeah, that's a good
thing. Financially, it was better. But I've always loved Vegas growing up. Being able to go out there and settle down and call that home has been amazing. It's super chill, it's low-key from what other people think of just going on a strip and partying the whole time. When you're a resident there, it's definitely a different vibe and lifestyle.
What has been your first reaction to being in Miami, man? Like, what have been the first things that have popped out of you being down here?
I need bug spray. The humidity is crazy, so it brings out a bunch of mosquitoes and things like that. So, it's been great. Just being here, meeting the guys, getting situated, getting the lay of the land. Everybody's been so welcoming. I'm just excited to get going. I'm excited for training camp. I'm excited for the year. I think we have a great opportunity ahead of us. I think we've got a great group of guys that are hungry and ready to prove themselves, especially the young guys. I think we have experience, top to bottom, from veterans, from me, Wiggs, Bam, who have been through it and know what it takes and is ready to go out there and be a team that people don't want to see, offensively and defensively. A team that's a top team in the East going into the playoffs.
Yeah, from your standpoint, you know, I know you said when this initially happened, there was a bit of a shock to your system, but like, when did it settle in, like, that you were genuinely excited about the opportunity? Because you go from a team that was very good in LA and you're having an amazing year there, and now you have kind of this new thing in front of you. Did that take a minute to settle into your mind? And then, like, when did it go into excitement?
Yeah. Yeah. The initial, just off of what you said, you know, you're coming off the best year of your career. You know, you're talking to a team about contract extensions and then you get traded. But I think the moment I got back, because I was traded in Venice when I was on vacation, when I got back during Summer League and my first weekday, Monday, for my workouts, Coach Spro brought, you know, front office, coaching staff out there to watch my workouts. And that's when it, like, really officially, like, settled in, where it's like, I'm here, you know, and hearing them and talking to them and just hearing them on the sidelines of me watching the workouts, and I'm going through my workouts, you know, and they're talking about different things and excited. You know, it was a great workout for me, too. So that was a plus. But that's when it, like, kind of, like, hit me that, like, I'm here and there's a great opportunity in front of me and they're excited to have me. And that's when the excitement really started to kick in.
The early talks with Spo, like, what's kind of stood out to you, the plan that he's got for you? How fired up is he and how fired up are you for what he's got for the table for you?
I'm super excited. One, to be, you know, finally playing under him and seeing him work and his approach to the game. Everybody that I know that have come through this Miami Heat organization has nothing but great things to say about Coach Spo and what he's able to do, his mindset, and just the way he's able to manipulate the game and put guys in position for them to succeed. I'm super excited about that. And then how he sees me alongside Tyler. I know that he's hurt, but being able to use both of us on both sides of the floor, one in one corner, one in the other corner, playing off each other, coming out that DHOs, catching shoots, being able to, you know, be put in different positions to succeed. He definitely wants me focused on the defensive end as well. So I'm excited about being challenged on that side of things. But definitely opening up my offensive game and being aggressive, being a go-to guy, and guys playing, you know, off of me, Bam, and Wiggs. So it's more responsibility, but this is the responsibility that I've been looking forward to. And I told him that he can count on me in whatever situation he has me in. I'm ready for it.
Andrew Wiggins joining us here. What is the so what has the summer been like for you, like, as far as, it seemed like you got here like a month ago to kind of settle in with the guys? Like, what has the process been like to know that you're going into a season with Miami?
No, I've been here most of the summer. I mean, I did little vacations here and there, went to certain places, but for the most part I was here, you know, just getting me and my family situated, you know, get my little girls in school and getting everything, you know, situated to when the season pops off.
Being just around the building and seeing some of the young guys, any of their, like, development you've been excited about, just even from the time you had with them last year to now?
Yeah, definitely for Khalil Ware. You know, I feel like he's a big talent, right. Very talented, and I feel like the future is really bright for him. Mm-hmm. I feel like he's in the perfect situation here with the people, you know, the people love, care about him. They want to see him get better, you know, so I feel like that's the most important thing, you know. So with the mindset he has of just working hard and his talent, and plus this organization's way of just preparing guys and getting guys ready for, you know, this level and the level above and keep going and going and going, I feel the future is so bright for him. And I'm excited to see what he does this year.
Yeah, like, it was interesting because he had the summer where, like, you know, Spo had the pace that you want to play at the whole time. Like, what is that thing that when you get into the league, just knowing that you got to play all the time at, like, that certain threshold for coaches to be satisfied? Like, what's that development like?
It's a build-up. You know, it's a build-up. It's hard to do right when you get on the court. I mean, especially if you're new because you haven't done it before at this level. Some people just naturally slide right in and, you know, get right to it. But this summer has been amazing. You know, I've been there a lot this summer in the facility, and he's been there also. So just getting a chance to just watch him work out and just keep getting better and better, even putting on some size has been great.
Andrew Wiggins joining us here. What do you think about Norman Powell joining you guys? How excited are you about that?
I'm excited. You know, I've been battling with him for years since he's on the Raptors, and I was in Minnesota. So it's been a long time. So it's good to finally be on the same squad and, you know, battle together. He had a hell of a year last year. Mm-hmm. You know, I know he's only going to keep getting better and better. So he's a perfect fit for this team, and I'm very excited.
It feels like you guys got a lot of guys, I mean, just a lot of two-way talents that can give teams a lot of hell. Like, have you visualized what that can be for you guys?
Oh, for sure. You know, on both sides of the floor, you know, we have a lot of guys that can do a lot of different special things. So
it's going to be exciting, man. Andrew Wiggins, thanks for the time, man. We really appreciate you. Appreciate you stopping by. Nikola Jovic sitting us with us here. Like, there's a possibility that you could start next to Bam. You could be – you flourished last year, kind of that sixth man before you broke your hand. So are you putting a lot of, like, worry on that? Is it a goal of yours to start out of the gate? What do you want out of this year?
I mean, I want to start. You know, I think I'm going into the camp, you know, wanting to start. You know, I'll fight for that spot. Did I play better last year off the bench? I did, you know, and maybe it was easier for me, but the goal is to start. And the biggest goal for me is to finish the games. You know, I feel like if you finish the game, that means you know, coach really trusts you. But yeah, I'll you know, give my best, and I'll make sure I try and be the starter for the start of the season. If not, I know I'll be a big threat of the bench. So, you know, I'm not really worried about that. You know, it's more where I just want to fight for the spot.
You have such a unique skill set that you feel like you fill a lot of gaps on the team. But I also think that, like, you're at this age where you also probably want to, like, just take off and be a thing. So that's is that a tough balance in this league? Like, knowing, like, hey, the Heat are all team, but you also ready to take off and have even more responsibilities of just, like, a focus thing on the team?
I mean, like you said, I always want to be like, okay, I want to be the guy. I want to take off and, you know, do everything. But, you know, I love to be realistic. So at this point, what I can do is just trying to be the better version than I was, let's say, last year before I got injured. And I know at certain points there will be gaps will open where I can show flashes, something new, and maybe then add it to my game. Right. But at this point with this team, with the Bam, Tyler, Wiggs, Norm, who are great players, you know, it's just not realistic for me to come out and try something new. And we're trying to win. So, you know, I got to do what I know I can do.
Well, I know we talked to Goran Dragic on the show. Like, he's like, I expect big things out of Nico. Like, he sees something like that he feels like you're at that point where you can take off. Like, do you feel like that's that you're ready for that?
Yeah, I always feel that way. I always feel like I want to go out and, you know, be fucking nice, you know. Like, it just, you know, the last 2 years, our records hasn't been great. We haven't played great in the playoffs, but I'll do my best to you know, for this team to look better, you know. And I'll really try and put everything I have, you know. I always put everything I have to this game, you know, my blood, sweat, tears, you know, everything in this. So hopefully everything works out, and I and this team look really good this year.
Oh, Nico, we appreciate it, man. Bam, no defensive teams last year, man.
Crazy.
That's crazy.
By the way,
what was your reaction to that?
I mean, we had a lot of turmoil and ups and downs throughout the season, so I understand, you know, certain all-star factors. But when it comes to defense, we've had a top 10 defense in the last 6 years?
Yeah.
So my point is that didn't change.
Right.
Me being on the court and off the court defensively, you can see how the number spikes. So my thing is, what's the criteria at this point? Do y'all just get tired of voting for me at this point? Is it voters fatigue? Because there's no way if we have a top 10 defense.
That somebody
else gets over me and their team doesn't make the playoffs. Mm-hmm. Or they're last in their conference. Like that, you're just voting for somebody because you're like, oh, well, like, he's up and coming. And it's like, I get that. But if it isn't top 10 or better, then how do you technically put them?
He ain't changing the game.
It was weird hearing the whole national narrative on you because you basically had, like, two weird months around the rim where, like, you just couldn't get bunnies to drop.
It just wouldn't fall.
It wouldn't fall. And then we saw the three-point element that you added, which you did take the jump like you said you would. So – do you feel like even – I know the season wasn't up to your guys' standard. I'm just talking personally. Like, did you feel like it rounded into where you wanted it to, or do you feel like there are things that you want to get better on both ends, I guess, just as it comes to a whole?
I mean, every season I want to be better at something. Obviously, being more consistent from the three, everybody is obsessed with this at this point, which is hilarious. But also getting us to a top five defense. At that point, I'll be probably considered for first team all defense again, or you know, maybe DPOY. You know, the criteria moves a lot.
Is that the most frustrating thing? Because, you know, other players in the league or people that know basketball can watch and see what you do, or when teams game plan for you defensively and try to get you into other situations that you're thinking, everybody else in the league know they got to contend with me and I can't get voted for nothing. Like, why don't you just ask, who's voting on this?
And that's why I would much rather, you know, if it was up to me, like, I love media votes, but I would also want the player votes.
Because you're playing against them.
Because
guys.
You're playing against. Right. You're playing against me. And it's a lot of guys that's been in that box before. For me, man, it's just, I think it's becoming a political thing at this point. Like, now it's more so like who can talk themselves into DPOY or what team is winning right now. So
we ain't gonna mention no names.
What team is winning right now so we can ride that wave as media. Like, mm-hmm. That to me is not, that's not how you pick the DPOY, obviously. But it'll shift at some point. You know, we were number one at one point in two or three seasons ago. And nobody really knew because right. we weren't talked about in the media realm. So it's like,
yeah,
when you have things like that happening, it's like you kind of see it from the outside looking in, and you know, having somebody UD now being a part of the media, you know, you hear the other side of it now.
Right.
Him and D Wade, that Amazon team.
Yeah, I used to wonder what the inside of the studios was like when I was like, how do y'all not put me up there? And I'm like, it's not a lot of centers that you can be like, all right, in a playoff game, we're gonna start you on Jason Tatum.
Right.
I don't know a lot of people that are gonna put their centers on Jason Tatum. That's just my take for things. I don't see a lot of people do it, but then. Also, I can go from guarding Jason Tatum to guarding Nikola Jokic.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Not a lot of people that versatile.
But from a team perspective, like Leroy mentioned, not what you guys' standard is. Like, how did you reflect on this whole year? And I guess getting back, because I know how competitive you are, you want to, you know, get to the absolute top of what the organization's standards are. So how hard was sitting on what last year was, and then I guess what's your excitement about this level and this year?
Man, just mentally it took a toll, you know, for all of us throughout the season. It was just, you know, it feel like you take three step forwards and it's four steps back.
Right.
Three step forward, four steps back. And it's like, right. And it was just these constant waves of unknown, like, energy and waves.
Right.
So, you know, having to deal with that, and obviously we weren't playing the best and trying to figure out everybody's individually trying to figure out, like, what's wrong with them.
Right.
You know, when you got everybody individually trying to figure out what's wrong with them, that's when the bigger problem comes, because now they're like, my shot's off. So now they're worrying about the shots, and, you know, it's a collective thing. Everything goes together, and I just feel like last season we weren't, all of us, coaches included, we just weren't in a good headspace.
Right.
And coming in this season now, I feel like everybody's, you know, we're in a great headspace, looking to move forward and try to figure this thing out.
How fired up are you to have Norm Powell on the team this year?
Norm is cool. I'm not going to gas him up too much. Y'all been asking me a lot of questions about this man. I hope you can hear me, Norm. Not gassing up anybody named Norman. you know, I feel like he's gonna bring obviously the scoring, everybody sees scoring, but just new energy to the team,
right?
You know, a different energy, different dynamic, and you know, trying to figure out, you know, how we make this thing work.
Wiggins probably be more comfortable,
yeah.
Like, you got some guys that play some defense.
We got some guys that, you know, they got chips on their shoulder. You know, I feel like a lot of them last year, like Norm. You know, I feel like he should have been an all-star.
Right.
And he wasn't. So I feel like going to the season, he wants to prove he can be that. Mm-hmm. You know, not to the masses, but to himself. Like, right. Sometimes it's about proving yourself right. You know, me wanting to get back to all-star form, like all defensive teams in the conversation of DPOY, even, you know, edging my name to the point it's all NBA. Like, that's to prove myself right, that I could do it, not to prove anybody else. When Tyler gets healthy, obviously he was an all-star last year. He wants to continue his streak of being all-star.
Right.
And, you know, being one of those go-to guys in the league.
Bam Adebayo, appreciate you stopping by, man. Thanks. We're looking forward to a great year, and appreciate when you always give us time.
Yeah.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.